弟兄姐妹，我想今天对这个关于我们的所事和我们的所作有一些浅显的这个分享和思考。
Brothers and sisters, today I would like to share on who we are and what we do.
对这个事情有所思考是源于孙弟兄大概去年我们十二月底读到了孙弟兄的一篇信息叫敬拜的生活。
This is from what our brother Sun shared from his article from last December calling, regarding the life of worship.
在刚开始的时候弟兄就讲到他说敬拜是属灵生活的最高峰是基督徒所能给予神的最大荣耀。
Our brother shared at the beginning that worship in the life of a Christian is at the peak and it is what we glorify God with.
我觉得这两句话讲得非常非常的高所以当时心里面有一个反应说那我要这个每周日去敬拜
I feel like these words are very high and I had an urging within that every Sunday I will go worship
我要每个星期都不落下一年五十二周都要去
I do not want to miss a single week I want to go 52 times a year
可能弟兄姐妹也能感觉到我的第一反应就是我们是去做事情我们去做敬拜去做礼拜
Brothers and sisters, you might be able to sense that my first reaction is that we'll go do something. There are some actions to do.
但是弟兄在下面的这个分享给我们一点亮光
But our brother continues to share and illuminate us.
他在讲到这个敬拜的原本的 truthful 的 meaning 的时候
When he speaks of this,
truthful meaning,
truthful meaning.
他讲到这个希腊原文的意思这个敬拜就是说亲嘴以至于这个有个亲密的关系
And in the original Greek the word worship speaks of from our lips that this is close
所以敬拜的含义就是说我们与主有这样一个亲密的关系
Therefore the act of worship speaks of having a close relationship with our Lord
后面弟兄也讲到从这个古典英文的这个意思看
and our brother shared from classical English what it means
worship 实际上是两个词第一个就是 worth 第二个是 ship
worship comes from two words worth and ship
我们都知道这个 worth 就是讲到神是配
we know that this worth speak of how God is worthy
后面这个 ship 我们知道讲到一个状态就像这个 friendship 后面加上这个 ship 表明一个状态一个性质
And ship speaks of character. For instance, friend becomes friendship.
所以敬拜对神来讲，他的就是讲到神是配的。
Therefore, worship speaks of how God is worthy.
或者在敬拜这件事情上，神的所事就是他配的。
In other words, in an act of worship, we're saying that He is worthy. He is worthy.
如果说神的敬拜在敬拜上，神的所事是他配的。那我们应该有什么样的反应呢
If the truth that God is worthy, then what is our part?
我想我们也应该看重我们的所事而不是我们的所作
Then we should also pay attention to who we are, not what we do.
我想我们的所事就是我们是应该是一个敬拜的人我们是应该是一个与神有 close, 有这样一个亲密关系的人
Who we are would be people who have a close relationship with the Lord,Who we are people who worship the Lord.
因为神看重我们的所事，重过于我们的所作。
Because the Lord pays heed more to who we are over what we do.
只有当我们是一个真正，我们的所事是对的。
Only when we are right.
我们才能够脱离这个宗教的这个敬拜，我们才能。
Sorry. Then we can leave this worship of religion.
就不是想着去做礼拜而是想到我们真正是一个敬拜的人
We're not trying to do something but we are people who worship
这样才能像弟兄所说的敬拜实际上是没有时间的
Then it will be like what our brother shared that worship is not bound by time
任何时候都可以敬拜主
Moment by moment we can worship the Lord
一切的事情上都可以敬拜主
We can worship the Lord in all things
所以我们就不会像是星期天限制在星期天周日去敬拜的这个所做的上面
Then we would not fall into the condition of worshiping on Sundays
我记得在这个十二月我们读这篇信息的时候，正好弟兄也在带我们读这个撒母耳记上和下。
I remember when we're reading this article, at the same time, we're also studying 1st and 2nd Samuel.
我想这个里面也有相同的这个信息或者亮光。
I believe there's the same message there and the same light there.
我们知道我们读到很多关于大卫和扫罗的事。
When we read of a lot of stories regarding David and Saul.
今天我们知道，借着弟兄的这个交通，我们知道大卫是一个属灵的人。扫罗是一个属肉体的。
From our brother sharing, we can see that David is someone who is spiritual and Saul is someone who is carnal.
这是他们的所事。
This is who they are.
但是当我刚开始第一遍读的时候，或者刚开始读撒母耳记上和下的时候，
But when I first started reading 1 Samuel and 2 Samuel,
我似乎不是太能分辨。
I couldn't quite discern.
因为我很看重，如果同样大卫和扫罗做一百件事情，
Because I cared if David and Saul did the same 100 things.
我觉得虽然扫罗可能错得多一点，但是他也有做对的事情。
I thought perhaps Saul committed more errors, but he also did some things that are right.
大卫虽然做了很多对的事情，但是他也有做错的事情。
Even though David did a lot of correct things, he also did some wrong things.
后来在撒母耳记下我们读到约押这个人。
In 2 Samuel, we read the story of Joab.
他是一个对大卫其实很忠心的人，看似。
He seems to be someone who is very faithful to David.
当他去为大卫打仗的时候，攻城拔寨的时候。
When he was fighting for David to go attack a city.
他所说的话，或者说可以说他对神的依靠，似乎像大卫去打哥利亚一样。
From the words he speaks, it seems like he has the same faith that David used when he was fighting against Goliath.
我记得当时我们在小组或者大组查经的时候，我们为约押这个人有很多思考。
I remember in our Bible study, smaller groups and bigger groups, where we had a lot of meditation on this man Joab.
他做了很多对的事情。
He did a lot of right things.
当然也有过错。
Of course, he also committed wrong.
当然后来我们知道约押这个人没有记录在这个勇士的名字上面。
And we also know that in the end, his name was not listed amongst the mighty men.
在这个列王记的第一章后来讲到约押就跟随这个亚拿尼亚反叛。
And then in 1 Chronicles, it speaks of how Joab was following the rebellion.
我们知道他还是个属肉体的。
We know that he is someone who is carnal.
但是当我后来发现我自己的问题，
But I realized my issue.
因为我太看重他们所做的事情。
I care too much of what they were doing.
我在数算他们每件事情做得怎么样。
I was counting for each thing how they did.
但是神却看重所事的。
But God cared about who they are.
我想今天愿意神提醒我们，他很看重所事的，过于所做的。
Today, may the Lord remind us that He cares more about who we are than what we do.
当我在思想这件事情的时候，
When I had some meditation upon this matter,
我就突然想起来，其实这句话在十多年前，年长弟兄就给过我们。
Then I remembered that over a decade ago, our elder brother shared this with us.
当时是倪弟兄的一句话。
This is a word from Brother Ni.
就只是我就只读前面半句。他说神看重我们的所事，过于我们的所做。
He said that God pay heed more to who we are than what we do.
所以如果神是这样的一个心意，
So if this is the God's heart,
愿意我们的心意也跟他一样，
May we have the same desire,
能够来常常思想我们的所事。
And we often think about who we are,
而不是我们只是做事情。
And not just think of what things that we are doing.
即使是对的，即使是属灵的事情。
Even things that are right, even things that are spiritual.
我有一个这个从世界上可能从世界上带来的一个这个旧的这个心思。
Perhaps I have this mindset from the world, this old mindset.
我觉得量变引起质变。啊，这个比较难。Quantity,
quantity change
causes quality
change. Causes quality change.
对，因为我有的时候，比如说我想做数学的时候，如果我真的念的很多，可能我的数学水平就达到一定的程度了。
So for example, if I study math a lot, then maybe it will increase my math maturity.
但是我想在属灵的事情上不一定是这样的。
But perhaps this is not so for spiritual matters.
真的要常常在主面前省察我的所思。
Truly ask the Lord to help us remind us that we need to meditate upon who we are.
求主怜悯我们，帮助我们。
May the Lord have mercy on us and help us.
感谢主，我接着弟兄的交通。
Thank the Lord, I will continue from my brother sharing.
对，我跟弟兄的感觉其实是很像的。在这段时间我觉得主一直在引导我什么是宗教，什么是真实的跟从主。
Because I have a similar feeling, the Lord has been teaching me what is religion and what is true following the Lord.
我两个今天主要想交通的，一个是祷告，一个是十字架。
Two things I want to share today, one is prayer, the other is the cross.
起因是当我们青年家庭组在交通马太福音的时候，在马太福音第八章有一个长大麻风的人来找主。
And I was thinking about this because we're re-studying from Matthew chapter 8, and there's someone who is with leprosy, and then this person came to look to the Lord.
他说，主若肯，必能叫我洁净了。耶稣伸手摸他说，我肯，他的大麻风就立刻洁净了。
And the person asked him, if you are willing, Lord, you can make me clean. And Jesus said, I am willing, be cleansed.
这个我肯就带入了我很多的思考。
And this phrase, I'm willing, caused me to have a lot of meditation.
因为当我发现有很多时候我祷告，但我并没有听到主说我肯。
I realize that a lot of times I'm praying, but I have not heard the Lord say, I'm willing.
然后我又想到有很多在我前面爱主的弟兄姊妹，他们生活中的这些难处，好像主也没有我肯移开。
And I also think of other brothers and sisters ahead of me who love the Lord, and in their living and their health, perhaps the Lord has not said, I'm willing to heal you.
对，这个就让我很深的去寻求到底什么是祷告。
Therefore, this caused me to have a deep seeking. What is prayer?
我们祷告到底应该求什么？
When we pray, what do we ask for?
在我们小组大家都在交通我肯的时候，其实正好是安主弟兄生病之前。
When we were sharing on this I am willing in our Bible study group, this is right before our brother Andrew had the sickness.
我真的觉得是主在风浪来临之前就在预备我们的心。
I believe that the Lord was preparing our hearts before a storm.
同时我们也在读撒母耳记上，在撒母耳记上第28章，当时非利士人聚集起来要和以色列人打仗，那个时候撒母耳已经死了，扫罗非常的焦急，在撒母耳记28章第6节，耶和华不借着梦或巫灵或先知回答他。
And we were also reading from 1 Samuel chapter 28 verse 6, and this was a time when the Philistines were about to attack, and they were Saul was very worried, and he inquired, but the Lord did not reveal himself either by dreams or by Urim.
在28章第15节，当扫罗用交鬼的方法见到撒母耳的时候。
And in verse 15, when Saul communicated through mediums and spirits.
他说我甚窘急，因为非利士人攻击我，神也离开我，不再借先知或梦回答我。
He said to Samuel, I'm deeply distressed, for the Philistines make war against me, and God has departed from me and does not answer me anymore, neither by prophets nor by dreams.
在这里我真的可以体会到扫罗的当时的那个急迫。
I could sense how Saul was very urgent.
真的有一种好像都被逼到墙角了，都有点抓狂了。
To the point where he was distressed and about to become crazy.
但是神仍然不回答他。
But God still did not answer him.
我觉得有的时候，像不像我们有些时候在难处中，我们也像那个没头苍蝇一样四处的问。
sometimes in our distress, perhaps we're also running about trying to ask.
但是那个祷告好像始终不通。
But it seems like our prayer never got answered.
但是大卫却不一样。
But David is different.
他也软弱，他去投靠腓力士人。在第三十章的时候，当亚玛力人掳走了他们所有的亲眷。
David was weak as well, and he went to the Philistines, and when the Amalekites came to take away their people,
他一祷告，神立刻就回答他。
And when he prayed, God immediately answered him.
并且应许他说，你可以追，必追得上，都救得回来。
And also said that you can go attack, and you shall overtake them.
我们知道神不偏待人。
We know that God does not show favoritism.
我就在想，那这个区别是什么呢？
So then, what is this difference?
我们发现这里大卫有一个 key, 他说他倚靠耶和华，心里坚固。
Here there is a key that David relied upon the Lord and he is strengthened.
这又是什么呢？
What is this?
我看大卫和扫罗的一生，我发现其实原来扫罗一生都没有和神有直接的联系。
When I look at the life of David and of Saul, I realize that Saul never had that first-hand connection with God.
他可以说没有遇见主，他都是借着人。
We could also say that he has never seen the Lord, and he always goes through men.
他在外面看是一个非常好的人，我觉得他是甚至是一个非常客气的人。
On the outward, he seems to be a very good person. Perhaps he's very polite.
对，当他还没有立王的时候，他要去问撒母耳问题，他的第一个想法是我有什么礼物可以带给他。
When he was not yet anointed as king, he was going to go to Samuel to ask a question, and his first thought is, what kind of gift should I bring?
然后他做王以后，他也好像总是要想要献祭，想要 立纪念碑。
After he became king, he always wanted to offer sacrifices.
我觉得这都是宗教让人所做的。
This is all driven by religion.
就是我们外面的行为很好，我们很有礼貌。
He has a very good outward appearance. He's very polite.
甚至我们也想看起来很刚强，如扫罗高人一头这样。
We also wanted to look as if we're very strong, a head above everybody else, like Saul.
但是大卫却不一样。大卫一直在神面前清楚他的软弱。
But David is different. Before the Lord's presence, he's always very conscious of his own weakness.
他，我们从大卫的许多诗篇看到，他一直在神面前有各样倾心吐意的祷告。
In the writing of David in the Psalms, we see that he's often pouring his heart out before the Lord.
所以我们发现扫罗这一生其实没有犯很多的错，就一两次，神就说我废弃你做王了。
So we see that Saul did not really commit that many errors, just a few errors, and God already said, I will abolish you as king.
但是大卫其实也，我这一次读我真的有个感觉，就是没有人是属灵的巨人。
This time I'm reading, especially when looking at David, I had this feeling that there's not a giant of faith.
大卫不是一直保持着打死哥利亚那时候的刚强。
David does not maintain his strength from fighting against Goliath all the time.
他有各样的软弱。
He has lots of weaknesses.
但是因着他常在神面前倾心吐意。
But because he's often before the Lord and pouring his heart out.
我们发现每一次神都将他挽回。
We see that every single time the Lord recovered him.
而扫罗他在做王以后，他一直看重他的王位过于神。
In contrast, Saul, after he became king, he cared much more about maintaining his kingship than God himself.
所以他和神之间一直是有间隔的，有那个王位挡在那里。
Therefore, there's always this hindrance between him and God, and that is his kingship.
所以当他定义的不要放下他的王位的时候，神也定义的不听他的祷告。
So therefore, when he was determined to not let go of his kingship, then God also was determined to not let him be king. Oh, sorry, to not answer his prayer.
所以他始终没有办法单纯的来遇见主。
Therefore, Saul could never come simply to meet the Lord.
当我读到这些的时候，我觉得神跟我说，这所有的环境其实是要把我制作成一个清心的人。
When I read all this, I thought the Lord was telling me that all these circumstances is to mold me into someone who's pure of heart.
有一个清新的人可以和神连接，可以见到神。
Then I can see the Lord. I can have a connection with the Lord.
然后我就发现，其实宗教的意念其实常在我们心里。
I also discovered that this idea of religion is often in our hearts.
我总是关心那个祷告的结果，而不关心自己跟神的关系。
I always seem to care more about the result of a prayer rather than my relationship with the Lord.
其实那些拜偶像的人不就是在神面前求一个结果能够如自己所愿吗？
If you think about idol worshippers, they are the same. They are looking for results.
对，当我不注重跟神的关系的时候，其实这个祷告摸不到神的心。
Therefore, when I no longer care about my relationship, then this prayer cannot touch the Lord's heart.
当我真的跟主恢复关系的时候，其实很多时候我就看见事情开始有转机。
When I start returning to the relationship with the Lord, then I see that there are turning points in these matters.
当我想到那些未蒙答应的祷告的时候，
When I think about those unanswered prayers,
主对我说，你真的是一个不认识十字架的人。
The Lord told me, you're someone who does not know the cross.
我发现我是一个口里说的明白，但是我的心不认识十字架的人。
I realize I'm someone who can explain well with my tongue, but I do not actually.
我的心不明白十字架。
But I do not comprehend in my heart.
因为宗教里其实是没有十字架的。
Because in religion there is no cross.
宗教里有苦修，有苦待己身。
In religion there's asceticism.
就像扫罗打仗的时候说不杀灭敌人不许吃饭。
Just like when Saul was fighting, he says, if we do not win, then we will not eat.
宗教里也有刑罚，也有惩罚。
And in religion, there's also punishment.
很多时候我们看待难处，其实心里就是这个感觉，觉得神在惩罚我。
A lot of times we feel when we are in difficulty, we think the Lord is punishing us.
十字架到底是什么呢？其实十字架就是神的爱。
So what is the cross? The cross is in fact God's love.
借着十字架，我们真的可以进到与神更深的交通里。
Through the cross, we can enter into a deeper fellowship with the Lord.
以前安竹叔叔说，如果你读圣经每次都跟上次读的一样，你的确没什么动力读。
My brother Andrew shared that if you read the Bible and each time it seems the same, then you would not have motivation to read.
当我自己远离主的时候，我实在就是这个感觉。
When I'm far from the Lord, then this is how I feel.
只有当难处来了，当我开始真的在圣经中寻找主，寻找主的话的时候。
Only when crises come and I'm searching in the Bible, scripture for His word.
圣经才再一次向我打开，有些经节才再一次向我打开。
Then the scripture is once again opened unto me.
我想要补充一句，就是如果我们面对十字架，我们的态度是：既然神这样，那我就忍了吧，那我就熬着吧。
I want to also say that if our attitude towards the cross is, if God does this, then I will just try to withstand it.
我想说，那你还是没有背十字架，你还是在拒绝十字架。
Then you are still not carrying the cross. You're still denying the cross.
主给我一个感觉，就是说，现在遇到任何事，好像心中有一句话，就是。这是临到我，是因为耶稣爱我。
I have this feeling that when there difficulty comes, it comes because Jesus loves me.
神在这个背后是要救我，不管这事是什么。
God behind these things wants to save us.
只要我服下来，我就能得到生命的益处。
As long as I'm willing to submit, then I can benefit from the life.
感谢主，我接着刚才的交通。
I thank the Lord and I will continue with the sharing.
当主的手把我们所倚靠的在一段时间里拿去了。
When the Lord takes away something that we used to rely upon,
我们真实的光景就容易被显现出来。
And our true condition is revealed.
从前我们追求也许是被别人推着。
In the past, when we're pursuing, perhaps someone is pushing us.
每周被推一次。
We get pushed once a week.
就像购物车一样。
It is like
shopping cart.
It is like a shopping cart.
推一下就动一下。
If you push it a little bit, it will move a little bit.
不推就不动了。
And if you don't push it, it won't move anymore.
主这次在告诉我们。
The Lord is telling us.
我们不能等着别人来推我们。
We can't wait for someone to push us.
我们不能等着被人服侍。
We can't wait to be served by others.
我们自己里面存积了什么呢？
What do we have deposited in us?
有没有被震掉了？
Has it been shaken away?
有没有因为太久远而不新鲜了？
Has it become lost its freshness because it's too old?
最近在年轻人的聚会当中都喜欢祷告遇见主。
Recently in young people's gathering, we like to pray to meet the Lord.
在聚会中要遇见主。
Want to meet the Lord in gatherings?
在生活中要遇见主。
To meet the Lord in our daily living?
越来越多的人在这样祷告。
More and more people are praying this way.
我里面有一个感觉。
I have this sense within.
就是主给我们的丰富的应许对于我们好像就只在圣经这本书里面。
The Lord's bountiful supply to us is like this Bible.
好像取不出来。
But we cannot get it out.
不在我们的生活中。
It's not in our daily living.
不在生命里，而是在纸上面。
And it's not in life, but it's on paper.
道理因着聚会可以越来越清楚。
We can understand the doctrine clear and clear through gathering together.
但是其实我们如果对自己诚实，我们可以感觉得到。
But if we're honest with ourselves, then we can sense this.
有时候我们的情况好像是慢慢的在靠近一个怀疑。
Sometimes our condition seems to drift towards doubt.
神给我们的应许，我不读不要紧。
For God's promises, if I didn't even read it,
不读我也许就忘了。
Then perhaps I would forget it.
但是我只要一读，我心里就会有一个反应。
But if I read it, then I'll have this response in my heart.
我怎么就没有呢？
How come I don't have this?
我怎么就没有这个经历呢？
How come I do not have this experience?
圣经里面弟兄姊妹们遇见了主。
In scripture we see brothers and sisters meet the Lord.
这个人就不一样了。
And this person gets changed.
我怎么还这样？
How come I'm still the same?
弟兄姊妹，如果你认识到自己的罪中，
Brothers and sisters, if you know that you're in sin,
在捆绑中，
You're in bondage,
在软弱中，
You're in weakness,
你有没有一个厌倦的感觉？
Do you feel tired?
厌倦了自己不自主的从宗教来的那种比较。
Tired of having those comparisons that unbeknownst to us through this thought of religion.
那种要跟别人 match up 的感觉。
That we want to match up to others.
或者我们也可以这样问我们自己。
Or we can ask ourselves this.
我们真的想遇见主吗？
Do we truly want to meet the Lord?
其实是不是真的想看结果就知道了。
If we truly, to be able to tell that, we can just look at the end result.
不需要自己去分析。
We don't need to analyze.
因为主说了，我们只要叩门，只要寻找，他就会被我们寻到。
Because the Lord told us that if we seek, if we knock, if we ask, then He'll be found by us.
我想读一下耶利米书29:11-14.
I would like to read from Jeremiah chapter 29, verse 11 to 14.
耶和华说，我知道我向你们所怀的意念是赐平安的意念，不是降灾祸的意念，要叫你们末后有指望。你们要呼求我，祷告我，我就应允你们。你们寻求我，若专心寻求我，就必寻见。耶和华说，我必被你们寻见，我也必使你们被掳的人归回，将你们从各国中和我所赶你们到的各处招聚来，又将你们带回我使你们被掳掠离开的地方。这是耶和华说的。
For I know the thoughts that I think toward you, says the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you a future and a hope. Then you will call upon me and go and pray to me, and I will listen to you. And you will seek me and find me when you search for me with all of your heart. I'll be found by you, says the Lord, and I will bring you back from your captivity. I'll gather you from all the nations and from all the places where I have driven you, says the Lord, and I will bring you to the place from which I caused you to be carried away captive.
我们也许会想，这句话我听过太多遍了。
Perhaps we think we have heard this word too often.
但是经历不到呀。
But we can't experience it.
或者我以前经历过。
Or perhaps I've experienced it in the past.
但是现在好像不清楚要怎么去经历了。
I'm not quite clear how do I experience that today.
我们也许 也都知道 这句话里面的重点是专心。
And we know the key here, it is to
search with all your heart.
To search with all your heart.
这我也都听过了。
And I've heard this.
但实际上有多少次真的寻求到主呢？
But how many times we truly found the Lord?
或者说我们也许在远离主一阵子之后，
Or perhaps after being far from the Lord,
已经不知道要怎么专心了。
To the point where we no longer know how to search with all our heart.
我们可以去查英文，甚至去查原文。
We can go read the English text or the original text.
看看那个专心到底是什么意思。
What does it mean to with all your heart?
但是查到了，读到了，听到别人分享了，又能怎么样呢？
But even if you found the definitions and you heard other people sharing, so what?
不是自己的就不是自己的。
If it's not yours, then it's not yours.
没有进到心里，就还是在外面的头脑里。
If it hasn't entered into the heart, then it is still in the mind.
如果不是自己的，我们需要诚实地面对这个事实。
If we don't have this, then we have to honestly face this reality.
就是跟主讲，我里面没有。
Tell the Lord, I do not have it.
但是那些应许就摆在我们眼前，就在圣经里面。
But the promises are laid out before us. It's in Scripture right here.
主的话如果进到我们心里，
If the Lord's word enters into our hearts,
就会在里面鼓励我们。
Then it will encourage us from within.
催促我们
to hasten us.
快回来
return.
快回家
return home.
这个时候我们心里会开始产生一个意念
Then we'll start to have this feeling within.
是一个主动的意念
That we will have this, this voluntary feeling.
就像在路加福音15章17到18节
Just like
里面的那个浪子
Just like in Luke chapter 15, verse 17 to 18, regarding the prodigal son,
那个浪子心中产生了这样一个意志。
This prodigal son had this, this thought,
this will. 我父亲有多少的故宫，口粮有余，我倒在这里饿死吗？我要起来，到我父亲那里去。
How many of my father's hired servants have bread enough and to spare, and I perish with hunger? I will arise and go to my father.
我们肯定都很熟悉这个浪子走到了一个什么样的地步。
We're all quite familiar with the condition that the son let himself fall into.
他从富足的家中走出去，到世界当中。
He left a house of wealth and entered into the world.
在他挥霍了自己所有的一切之后
，After he wasted everything.
世界打发他去放猪
the world caused him to go feed the swine.
连猪所吃的豆荚也不会给他。
And they don't even let him eat whatever is fed to the swine.
弟兄姊妹，你饿不饿？
Brothers and sisters, are you hungry?
我们从前的还所剩多少？
How much do we still have from our deposit?
有被耗尽吗？
Have we used it all up?
神认识我们的心。
God knows our heart.
我想从前的积蓄如果还剩一点点
If our deposit from before there's also only a little bit remaining
我们好像就还能撑在那里
Then we can still seem to withstand it for a little bit
靠着以前的经历
To rely upon the experience from the past
靠着每周来聚会
Relying upon gathering every week
维持着一个宗教的外表
To maintain this outward religious appearance
但是神的手允许我们走到尽头
But God's hand allow us, permit usTo walk to our end.
感受到真正的饥饿
To feel that true hunger.
我们的心里才会产生这个浪子心里所产生的意志
Then we'll have a will within us that is the same as this prodigal son's will.
他说我要
He says, I will.
我要起来
I will arise.
我要到我父亲那里去
I will arise and go to my father.
因为我除了父亲什么都没有
Because besides my father, I have nothing else.
这是主
This is the Lord.
是让我们回头的恩典。
And this is the grace to allow us to return.
是他在我们心里所行的义能。
It is what he has accomplished in us.
我们不管有多枯干，有多失望。
No matter how dry we are, and how in despair we are.
有多软弱。
How weak we are.
能抓住的只有主的话。
The only thing we can lay hold of is the Lord's word.
那个浪子肯定是不好受的。
Surely this prodigal son did not feel good.
他肯定是羞愧难当的。
He was ashamed.
他回去了之后，也没有保证有一天他不会又跑出来。
And if he returns, there's no guarantee that he won't leave again.
他不认识他自己，但是他的父亲认识。
He doesn't know himself, but his father knows him.
所以主会在耶利米书中说
So the Lord will say in Jeremiah,
我知道我向你们所怀的意念是赐平安的意念，不是降灾祸的意念，要做你们末后有指望。
I know the thoughts that I think toward you, says the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you a future and a hope.
有的英文版本没有翻译出来那个末后的意思。
In some English translations, it doesn't translate accurately that...
我找到了一个版本上面是写 to give you in your latter end a hope.
A translation says to give you in your latter end a hope.
在你们的末后给你们指望。
To give you a hope in your latter end.
我想我们都可以被这句话经历，被这句话鼓励。
I think we can be encouraged by this word.
在我们的末后，在我们的尽头，我们的盼望在于主。
That in our latter end, when we come to our own end, that our hope is in the Lord.
让我分享。
That concludes my sharing.
我想要和弟兄姊妹分享的圣经节在加拉太书，第一节在加拉太书二章二十节。
I would like to share from Galatians chapter 2 verse 20.
我已经与基督同钉十字架，现在活着的不再是我，乃是基督在我里面活着，并且我如今在肉身活着，是因信神的儿子而活，他是爱我，为我舍己。
I have been crucified with Christ. It is no longer I who live, but Christ lives in me. In the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me.
这里的因信神的儿子而活，原文里是靠神儿子的信实而活。
Here, when it says live by faith in the Son of God, in the original text, it says live by the faithfulness of the Son of God.
然后第二段的圣经是在加拉太书的三章第一节和第三四节。
We will read from Galatians chapter 3 verse 1, 3 and 4.
无知的加拉太人呐，耶稣基督钉十字架已经活化在你们眼前，谁又迷惑了你们呢？你们既靠圣灵入门，如今还靠肉身成全吗？你们是这样的无知吗？你们受苦如此之多，都是徒然的吗？难道果真是徒然的吗？
O foolish Galatians, who has bewitched you that you should not obey the truth, before whose eyes Jesus Christ was clearly portrayed among you as crucified? Are you so foolish? Having begun in the Spirit, are you now being made perfect by the flesh? Have you suffered so many things in vain, if indeed it was in vain?
我们都知道亚伯拉罕蒙召出去的时候还不知道要往哪里去。
We all know that when Abraham was called, he did not know which direction to go.
他所到的每一处对他来说都是完全陌生的。
Everywhere he goes, it is foreign to him.
虽然他的旅程当中有过软弱和失败。
Even though in his journey he was weak at times and failed at times.
但是他每到一处他就筑坛来求告神的名。
But everywhere he went, he would build an altar and to call upon the name of the Lord.
主耶稣在地上招门徒的时候主只说你们来跟从我，这些门徒们没有问过主你要带我去哪里。
When the Lord was on this earth and he's calling for disciples, he says, come, follow me. The disciples didn't say, where are we going?
他们也不知道跟从主之后要过怎样的生活。
They didn't know what kind of life they will live by following the Lord.
他们就是每天跟在主的旁边。
But daily they follow alongThe Lord's side.
不论是上山还是渡海
Whether they go onto the mountains or cross the oceans.
他们都不问原因，只有跟从。
They don't ask why, they just follow.
我想这就是凭信而活。
I think this is live by faith.
是靠神的信实，神儿子的信实而活。
This is living by the faithfulness of the Son of God.
当我们眼睛得开信了主开始，我们其实就要开始过一个凭信的生活。
When our eyes are opened by the Lord, then we ought to live a life of faith.
或者说我们奉献的生活就开始了。
In other words, our life of consecration starts.
圣灵每带一步，我们就跟一步。
The Holy Spirit leads us one step, and we follow one step.
但我想我们都清楚我们的实际其实不是这样的。
But we're clear that our condition and our reality is not so.
我们也像加拉太人一样，我们迷惑了。
We are also like those foolish Galatians.
加拉太人是被一群守律法的犹太人迷惑了。
The Galatians were bewitched by these, confused by these Jews who follow the law.
他们来传割礼的时候，加拉太人没有平信。
When they're talking about circumcision, then the Galatians did not live by faith.
他们反倒给肉体留了机会，留了地位。
They allowed opportunity for the flesh.
肉体一旦有了地位，
Once the flesh has a ground,
迷惑就变得更大了。
And the confusion is enlarged.
我们当中虽然没有犹太人来向我们传割礼，
Even though amongst our midst there's no Jews who are here preaching of circumcision,
但我们其实和加拉太人一样，我们时刻在给肉体留地位。
But we're just like the Galatians, and we often leave ground for the flesh.
我们和加拉太人一样，我们不能凭信往前。
We're like the Galatians, and we cannot go forward by faith.
我想举些例子。
I want to share some examples.
我们的肉体不喜欢失败的感觉。
Our flesh does not like the feeling of failure.
我们的肉体也不喜欢忍耐等候。
And our flesh does not like to wait.
我们肉体不喜欢未知，不喜欢没有计划。
Does not like the unknown, does not like not having a plan.
也不喜欢不可掌控。
Does not like the feeling of not having control.
这些各种各样的肉体不喜欢的感觉一来，我们自己的肉体就觉得是在受苦。
All these things that the flesh does not like, when it comes and our flesh feels that it is suffering.
我们就想要办法摆脱这些受苦的感觉。
And we want to flee, we want to get out of these feelings.
我们总要做一些什么让我们的肉体觉得舒服。
And we try to do certain things to cause our flesh to feel better.
很多时候我们一失败，我们马上就开始懊悔。
Often when we fail, then we immediately start to have regret.
但是我们并没有在主面前懊悔。
But we do not regret before the Lord's presence.
我们自己反省，自己自查。
We examine ourselves.
我们想要下次可以改好。
We want to make sure that we'll be better next time.
但主不是这样做事的。
This is not the way of the Lord.
主是要让我们看见肉体的败坏，救我们脱离肉体。
The Lord wants us to see how corrupt the flesh is and save us from the flesh.
有时候我们听到好的见证，我们心里面生出羡慕。
Sometimes we hear good testimony and we have an admiration in our hearts.
当有一个相似的情况临到的时候，我们的第一反应是我们要照抄别人的经历。
And when a similar situation befalls us, then our first reaction is that we want to have a duplicate experience.
但其实我们不知道，主可能是要借着这个情况对付我们完全不一样的问题。
But perhaps we didn't know, perhaps God wanted to use that same circumstance to do something different for us.
主可能是要带我们走完全不一样的一条路。
Perhaps the Lord is leading us a completely different way.
我们也听了许多好的交通，许多好的信息。
We also heard a lot of good messages.
但是我们还没有等到圣灵引我们进入到这些真理的实际的时候。
But before we let the Holy Spirit lead us into the reality,
我们就开始套用这些真理。
We start to use these truths.
结果我们就把真理变成了道理。
Then we turn these truths into methods.
然后我们还拿着这些道理去教导别人。
And then we use these doctrines to teach others.
保罗在哥林多后书里说，哥林多后书一章二十。
Paul in 2 Corinthians says.
一章二十四节。
In 1:24.
我们并不是辖管你们的信心，乃是帮助你们的快乐，因为你们凭信才站立得住。
Not that we have dominion over your faith, but are fellow workers for your joy, for by faith you stand.
但是我们实际上做的又是什么呢？
But what is what we actually do?
我们不仅一面辖管我们自己的信心。
Not only do on one hand that we have dominion over our own faith,
我们一面也用这些道理辖管别人的信心。
On the other hand, we use these to have dominion over other people's faith.
我想我们有懊悔，有羡慕，有热心，这些都是好的。
I think if we have regret, if we have admiration, if we have zeal, these are all good.
但若不是凭信到主那里寻求，让圣灵在我们身上工作。
But if we do not come to the Lord by faith and let the Holy Spirit work in us,
我们最后只能操练一个热心的肉体。
Then we can only exercise a zealous flesh.
我们就会越来越不知道什么是信心，什么是圣灵的带领。
Then we would not be clear on what is faith and what is the leading of the Holy Spirit.
我们可能受了许多的苦。
Perhaps we suffered much.
但是我们里面依然迷惑。
But we're still confused within.
那我们怎么办呢？
Then what shall we do?
我们都知道答案是对付肉体。
We all know the answer is to deal with the flesh.
但是如何对付肉体呢？
But how?
是需要我们凭着信，也唯有我们凭着信。
We have to be by faith.
唯有凭着信，也唯有凭着信。
And only can it be done by faith.
我们要来靠神儿子的信实。
We have to rely upon the faithfulness of the Son of God.
我要说对付肉体不是压制肉体的感觉。
I want to say that dealing with the flesh is not the same as suppressing the flesh.
也不是让肉体没感觉。
And it's not to numb the flesh either.
也不是求一些神迹奇事、圣灵浇灌，让我们的肉体满足舒服。
And it's not to ask for miraculous signs and wonders so that our flesh would be satisfied.
而是我们凭着信到主的面前来，让圣灵使我们得自由。
But rather that we will come by faith and that the Holy Spirit do His work so that we could be freed.
让圣灵带我们从这些感觉，从肉体当中得释放。
Let the Holy Spirit lead us out of these conditions and that we will be freed.
我心里感谢主，在这个特别的时期，我有机会可以重读加拉太书。
I really thank the Lord that during this critical time I could review Galatians.
我想我们现在心里的感觉都是一样的，我们现在的前途就是未知和不确定。
I believe we have the same feeling within that we do not know about our tomorrow.
但是我想我们自己的属灵前途和聚会的前途，但也不能像从前那样，好像找弟兄们交通一下，听几篇好的信息，我们里面肉体就满足了，就舒服了。
And we no longer can simply regarding our future and the future of our gathering just to have some fellowship with brothers and sisters and read some messages and then we feel good with it.
我们好像就知道自己应该怎么往前了。
Then we would know how to move forward.
如今我们唯有凭着信。
Today we can only go forward by faith.
让主使我们可以一直仰望他这位为我们信心创始成终的主。
To only look to the Lord who is the author and perfecter of our faith.
再把这样凭信而活的信心赐给我们。
To once again give us the faith of the faith of living by faith.
感谢主啊！我接着弟兄姊妹再继续交通。
I thank the Lord that I will continue to share after my brothers and sisters.
今天我想和弟兄姊妹一起思考有关圣灵的工作。
Today I would like to meditate with one another on the work of the Holy Spirit.
以及我们在主面前应该有的基本的地位和态度。
Also the position and attitude we have before our Lord.
约翰福音十五章第五节。
John chapter 15 verse 5.
约翰十福音十五章第五节，我是葡萄树，你们是枝子。
John 15:5, I'm the vine, you are the branches.
常在我里面的，我也常在他里面。
He who abides in me and I in him,
这人就多结果子。
Bears much fruit.
因为离了我
，For without me,
你们就不能做什么。
You can do nothing.
在这里，主用形象的比喻来启示神生命的奥秘。
Here the Lord uses imagery to reveal the wonders of life.
启示主要成就的他与我们的关系。
To reveal what the Lord wants to accomplish, his relationship with us.
主要把我们从罪犯与神隔绝独立于神的光景中拯救出来。
The Lord wants to save us out of the condition of sin and of transgression against our Lord.
救到基督里。
To save us into Christ.
在基督里，在新的生命里。
And in Christ and this new life.
我们与主联合，合一。
We're united with Christ.
这是极大的奥秘，也是我们有限的头脑不能领会的。
This is such a mystery that our limited mind cannot comprehend.
我们只能凭信来接受。
We can only accept by faith.
但我有时候陷入一种光景。
Sometimes I fall into this condition.
就是读主的话，却停留在头脑的分析理解之中。
When I read His word and I analyze with my mind.
然后就自以为懂了。
Then I thought I understood.
但仔细一想，又不真正明白。
But then after some more pondering, I realized I don't get it.
约翰福音十六章第十二节。
John chapter 16:12.
约翰福音十六章十二节。我还有好些事要告诉你们，但你们现在担当不了。
John 16:12. I still have many things to say to you, but you cannot bear them now.
十三节，只等真理的圣灵来了。
13. However, when He, the Spirit of Truth, has come,
他要引导你们明白或者进入一切的真理。
He will guide you into all truth or to comprehend all truth.
这使我一直在思想，说我们头脑中魂中的一些思想，一些分析。
This caused me to think regarding our analysis in our mind.
对属灵属天的事，可能至多我们能够触及到一些边缘。
At most, we can touch some peripherals regarding spiritual matters.
神是主宰一切的神。
God is the one who is dominion over all.
是照着自己的旨意工作的神。
He works according to His will.
父子圣灵三位一体。
The triune God.
这也是根本不是我们头脑可以想象。
It's not something we can fathom.
神的真理是靠圣灵解开并进入的。
God's truth is open to us by the Holy Spirit.
这是我们听了很多的道理都是这样讲。
And we heard a lot, and all explains this.
但实际上，圣灵的工作也是我们有限的头脑真是不可测度的。
But the work of the Holy Spirit cannot be comprehended by our limited mind.
而实际上是在神的工作中，我们是神的工作。
But in fact, we are in God's work. We are His masterpiece.
我们这个人本身都要被圣灵不断的更新、改变和炼净。
We will continue to be changed and to molded by the Holy Spirit.
就像刚才那首诗歌所唱。
Just like the hymn that we sang.
这样才能成就神在我们身上的旨意。
Then this will accomplish the will of God in us.
我举一点点例子，比如说《使徒行传》。
I'll give you an example. For example, in Acts.
不用翻这个圣经，在《使徒行传》中描述了耶稣基督升天，受膏，五旬节圣灵降临。
And Acts described how our Lord Jesus was raised into heaven and the Holy Spirit came down during Pentecost.
兴起使徒广传福音建立初期的教会。
And caused the brethren to start preaching the gospel and to establish the church.
如果不是使徒行传，多少圣灵的工作我们如今都不知道。
If not for the book of Acts, then we would not know a lot of the works of the Holy Spirit.
但即使我读《使徒行传》，很多时候我只注重那些能够或者明白那些看得见、摸得着的。
But even when I read the Book of Acts, I often focus on what can be seen and what I can touch.
比如说五千人信主。
For example, 5,000 people believed.
彼得在监牢中门被打开。
Peter in the prison and the door was opened for him.
但我仔细一想，如果不是神的启示，我不会明白为什么圣灵是如此工作。
Then I realize if not for his revelation, I would not know why these things happened.
比如神是主宰万有的神。
For example, God is the Lord of all.
那为什么犹太教的势力这么大，福音传到外邦这么艰难？
Then why would he allow Judaism to be so strong, causing a hindrance for preaching the gospel to the Gentiles?
为什么初期教会遭到这么大的迫害，有那么多的殉道者？
How come the early church was persecuted so much and there's so many who were martyred?
为什么世界宗教对每个神的儿女对教会的影响经历了历世历代一直到今天？
How come the church throughout ages kept being influenced by the world?
And religion.
And religion.
我也不明白在长达千年的一些黑暗的中世纪的这个宗教里面，圣灵的工作在哪里？
And for many centuries during the dark ages, where is the work of the Holy Spirit?
历史历代圣灵兴起的复兴的工作又衰落，这又是为什么？
Throughout generations, the Holy Spirit's recovery work still fell, and ceased.
我们又可以问，在我们今天这个时代，圣灵又是如何工作的？
And we can ask in our day today, how is the Holy Spirit working?
在我们每个人身上，在聚会中，圣灵又如何在工作？
How is the Holy Spirit working in our meeting? How is He working in our life?
我在这里不是要探讨这些问题的答案。
I'm not here to talk about the answers to these questions.
而是想和弟兄姊妹一起思想我们在主面前应该有的一些地位和态度。
But to rather ponder about what kind of attitude we have and what position we have before our Lord.
就如我们经常交通的，我们要把主当作主。
Like what we often share to consider our Lord actually Lord.
而我们的地位，我们的琐事，就像刚才唐华弟兄交通的。
Also our position and who we are, like our brother Tang Hua shared.
是在基督里。
It is in Christ.
我们要持定元首，一直活在基督的宝血之下。
That we will uphold the head and to live under the precious blood.
这些都不是我们能做到
的。These are not things we can do.
我们要求主保守，紧紧依靠圣灵。
We ask the Lord to keep and for us to continue to hold on to the Holy Spirit.
明白并进入这一切真理的实际。
To comprehend and enter into all truth.
在全能的神万有的主的主宰面前
Before the Almighty God
我们要学习不断的降卑自己
I will learn to lower ourselves
降服在大能的主的面前
To humble ourselves before the Lord
不断把自己交托给主
To continue to give ourselves to Him
神在工作建造神的家
The Lord is constructing and building His house
也在塑造神的儿女成为神天国的子民
And he's also molding his children to become citizens of heaven.
圣灵在工作。
The Holy Spirit is working.
靠基督拯救我们脱离很多的堕落和败坏。
Through Christ to redeem us out of a lot of corruption.
让基督的生命得胜是仇敌蒙羞。
That the Christ's life will be triumphant and the enemy will be ashamed.
所以我们要切切地依靠主。
So we must rely upon the Lord.
依靠神在耶稣基督里赐下无限的恩典
Rely upon what God has given us the blessings through Christ
走十字架的路恩典的路
To walk the way of the cross the way of grace
我们在艰难迷茫危险试炼中要紧紧依靠主
In difficult times we need to closely rely upon the Lord
在我们特别觉得自己都非常的不堪跌倒或者软弱的时候我们要依靠主
When we feel that we are very weak, that we have nothing else we could do, we need to rely upon the Lord.
在我们平顺的环境中，我们也应该一样。
In smooth times as well.
我们能倚靠主，不是因着我们，是因着我们的耶稣基督是我们的主。
We can rely upon the Lord not because of ourselves, but because Jesus Christ is the Lord.
主也告诉我们，离了主，我们什么都不能做。
The Lord also tells us that apart from Him, we can do nothing.
我最后想分享一下就是思想一下圣灵是怎样的一位
And to conclude I would like to consider who is the Holy Spirit
伯弟兄在前几年的夏令会中专门是讲了这个 圣灵
Brother Bohr shared on summer retreat several years ago on the Holy Spirit
我可能只是一些就是非常基本的一些思想
And I have some very basic thoughts regarding that
圣灵是三位一体神格中的一位，是有位格的神。
Holy Spirit is one of the Trinity, and He is a person.
圣灵永远高举基督，彰显基督的权柄。
The Holy Spirit always manifests Christ and Christ's authority.
圣灵把神的爱浇灌下来。
Holy Spirit pours out Christ's love.
圣灵是主动工作的神，是 主耶稣基督赐给我们每一位的另一位保惠师。
The Holy Spirit is working as a comforter for us.
住在我们里边，与我们永不分开。
He abides in us and he will never leave us.
圣灵是亲自重生了我们每一位神的儿女的那一位。
The Holy Spirit is the one who personally quickened us so that we are made alive again.
圣灵常为我们担忧，并用说不出来的叹息为我们祷告。
The Holy Spirit is often grieved and pray for us with words that cannot be spoken.
我们该常常思考这是何等的救恩。
We have to often ponder what kind of salvation is this.
活在这浩大的救恩里。
To live in this great salvation.
我们应该在基督里把荣耀归给我们的主。
In Christ, we must give glory to our Lord.
我想先跟弟兄姊妹读三处的圣经。
I would like to read from three passages.
第一处是在加拉太书的第一章14-17节。
The first is Galatians chapter 1 verse 14 to 17.
加拉太书第一章14-17节。
Galatians 1:14 to 17.
我又在犹太教中比我本国许多同岁的人更有长进，为我祖宗的遗传更加热心。然而那把我从母腹里分别出来又施恩召我的神，既然乐意将他儿子启示在我心里，叫我把他传在外邦人中，我就没有与属血气的人商量，也没有上耶路撒冷去见那些比我先做使徒的，唯独往阿拉伯去，后又回到大马士革。
And I advanced in Judaism beyond many of my contemporaries in my own nation, being more exceedingly zealous for the traditions of my fathers. But when it pleased God who separated me from my mother's womb and called me through his grace to reveal his son in me that I might preach him among the Gentiles,I did not immediately confer with flesh and blood, nor did I go up to Jerusalem to those who were apostles before me, but I went to Arabia and returned again to Damascus.
然后我想再读一遍第十六节，既然乐意将他儿子启示在我心里，叫我把他传在外邦人中，我就没有与属血气的人商量。
I will read again verse 16. To reveal his son in me that I might preach him among the Gentiles, I did not immediately confer with flesh and blood.
这里与属血气的人，可能在 Darby 里面他说的更清楚，他说的是我就立即没有和肉体与血气商量。
Here, when it says immediately confer with flesh and blood, I think it's clear in the Darby version that says immediately I took not counsel with flesh and blood.
然后是加拉太书的第一章第十节。
Then Galatians chapter 1 verse 10.
我现在是要得人的心呢，还是要得神的心呢？
So do I now persuade man or God?
然后最后一节是希伯来书的第四章和第十二节。
Then the third passage, the last passage is Hebrews chapter 4 verse 12.
希伯来书第四章第十二节。
Hebrews chapter 4 verse 12.
神的道是活泼的，是有功效的，比一切两刃的剑更快，甚至魂与灵、骨节与骨髓都能刺入、剖开，连心中的思念和主意都能辨明。
For the word of God is living and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the division of soul and spirit and of joints and marrow, and is the discernment of the thoughts and intents of the heart.
这一段时间主常借着加拉太书第一章第十六节常常提醒我。
These days, I have often been reminded by the Lord by Galatians chapter 1 verse 16.
主有问我是否常与我的肉体商量。
To ask whether I often have counsel with my flesh.
保罗曾经是一个在宗教中是一个更有长进、更加热心的人。
Perhaps I'm someone who is more zealous than my contemporaries in religion.
但是他遇见了神。
Oh, Paul, he was this way. And then he met God.
神将他儿子启示在保罗的心里。
And God revealed his son in Paul's heart.
保罗一生的路就改变了。
And then Paul's life completely changed.
保罗不是变得就没有肉体，没有血气了。
Paul didn't become someone who has no flesh.
而是他遇见了神。
But he met the Lord.
神的话让保罗他能够辨明他心中的想法和意图。
And God's word allowed Paul to be able to discern what is his heart and his intent.
神的话刺入剖开他的魂与灵。
God's word divide asunder between his soul and spirit.
因为里面的生命，他选择顺从圣灵的感觉。
Because of the life in the spirit, that he would follow the leading of the spirit.
保罗立即里面就有一个决定。
And Paul had this decision.
他既不和外面人的眼光和看法去做商量。
He would not have counsel with people, other people.
的眼光和看法。Thoughts.
He would not consider other people's thoughts.
他也不和自己里面的己和自己的肉体商量。
And he would not have counsel with his flesh and blood.
他曾经所看重的现在不看重了。
And he no longer cares about the things that he used to care about.
嗯，不是外面人的眼光就不存在了，里面的肉体就不存在了。
And it's not that other people don't exist who are about him, and it's not that his inner flesh is no longer there.
而是他如今要得神的心。
But rather that he now wants to gain the heart of God.
他不再和这些做商量，他不再是得人的心。
He no longer wants to persuade men. He does not want to gain the other people's hearts.
神呼召我们，神已经将他的儿子启示在我们心中了。
God called us. He already revealed his son in us.
圣灵已经在我们里面了。
The Holy Spirit is already in us.
我们是要得人的心呢，还是要得神的心呢？
Are we still trying to persuade men or of God?
我们是体贴肉体呢，还是体贴圣灵呢？
Are we still mindful of the flesh, or are we mindful of the spirit?
很多时候我们里面不是没有感觉。
Oftentimes it's not that we don't have a feeling within.
不是圣灵没有说话，没有感动。
It's not that the Holy Spirit didn't speak and didn't move us.
而是圣灵已经在我们里面对我们说话了。
But rather, well, the Holy Spirit already spoke to us from within.
我们心里已经有感觉了。
We already have that feeling from within.
但是一挣扎，我们却不是带到主面前。
But when we struggle, we do not bring that before the Lord's presence.
我们去和我们的肉体商量。
We go and have counsel with our flesh and blood.
我们问了问自己的感受。
We ask our own feelings.
发现自己的要求很合理。
And then we realize that whatever we want is very reasonable.
我们想了想别人的眼光。
We think about others' viewpoints.
觉得别人的眼光对我还是很重要的。
We realize that we care about how other people think of us.
我们又参考了一下世上的建议。
And we consider the world's teaching.
又觉得有道理。
And we think that they are quite reasonable as well.
然后就去体贴了肉体。
So then we become mindful of the flesh.
我们一和肉体做了这个商量。
Once we have this counsel with the flesh.
就完全忘记去体会神的心。
Then we forget to be mindful of God's heart.
然后就忽视了圣灵的感动和生命的感觉。
Then we neglect and quench the leading of the Holy Spirit.
嗯，真的希望主能够怜悯我们，让我们有一个愿意的心去操练顺从圣灵。
May the Lord have mercy on us that we have this willing heart to exercise on following the Holy Spirit's leading.
去操练不和我们的肉体做商量。
To exercise on not having counsel with our own flesh.
在我们里面的圣灵有感觉的时候，当圣灵的感动和肉体在好像在打仗的时候。
So that whenever the Holy Spirit speaks in us, and there seems to be this struggle between the flesh and blood, flesh and spirit.
让我们不是马上就去和我们的肉体商量。
That we will not immediately go and confer counsel with our flesh.
而是真的能够顺服里面的圣灵。
But that we can follow the voice of the Holy Spirit.
嗯，我们用祷告，我们带到主的面前。
That through prayer we can bring this before the Lord's presence.
我们去询问主的意思。
We seek the Lord's what He wants.
圣灵会帮助我们。
And the Holy Spirit will help us.
我想分享几节圣经。
I would like to share from several passages.
第一节帖撒罗尼迦前书五章二十五节。
The first is 1 Thessalonians 5:25.
请弟兄们为我们祷告。
Brethren, pray for us.
然后我们看哥林多后书一章十一节。
Let's turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 1 verse 11.
我们只读前面逗号前那一小句。
We'll only read the first few words.
你们以祈祷帮助我们。You also helping us in prayer.
You also helping us in prayer.
我们读一下这节圣经的背景，就是前面的第八和第九节。
Let's read the context of this verse, that is verse 8 and verse 9.
弟兄们，我不要你们不晓得，我们从前在亚细亚遭遇苦难，被压太重，力不能胜，甚至连活命的指望都绝了，自己心里也断定是必死的，叫我们不靠自己，只靠叫死人复活的神。
For we do not want you to be ignorant, brethren, of our trouble which came to us in Asia, that we were burdened beyond measure, above strength, so that we despaired even of life. Yes, we had the sentence of death in ourselves, that we should not trust in ourselves, but in God who raises the dead.
最后的地方，请我们翻到腓立比书一章十九节。
The last passage from Philippians chapter 1, verse 19.
因为我知道这是借着您的祈祷和耶稣之灵的帮助，终必叫我得救。
For I know that this will turn out for my deliverance through your prayer and the supply of the Spirit of Jesus Christ.
我今天想交通以祈祷帮助。
Today I would like to share on help through prayers.
大约两个月前，我们弟兄跟我们交通要常常喜乐。
About 2 months ago, our brother shared with us to rejoice always.
我们弟兄姊妹之间也常常鼓励要不住祷告，凡事谢恩。
And we often encourage one another to pray unceasingly and give thanks in all circumstances.
我感觉是非常应时的供应和交通。
I feel that this is a very timely sharing.
当我往下读的时候，我读到保罗在帖撒罗尼迦前书的结尾，他写了一句话。
And when I continue to read ahead in that same chapter in First Thessalonians chapter 5,Then in his greetings towards the end, Paul said this.
请弟兄们为我们祷告。
Brethren, pray for us.
非常简短，但是非常恳切的请求。
It is very concise, but it is also a very earnest ask.
有时候我们读圣经，容易把圣经当成学习资料做阅读分析。
Sometimes when we read the Bible, it seems to be some things that we're learning from and we analyze it.
但其实保罗写一些书信的时候，他心里是非常沉重的。
But when Paul was writing these epistles, his heart is has a heavy burden.
他对帖撒罗尼迦聚会的弟兄姊妹们说
，When he was speaking to the brethren in Thessalonica,
我暂时与你们分别
，I'm separated from you temporarily.
是面目的分别，心却不离别。
That we are separated in person, but my heart is still with you.
我极力的想法子要见你们的面。
I tried all my ways in order to see you.
我想我曾经有极力的想法子做过很多事情。
I think that for myself, I have tried all my best to do certain things.
但是我从来没有极力的想法子见弟兄姊妹的面。
But I have never tried all my best in order to see brothers and sisters.
所以有年长弟兄交通，他说保罗的一些书信是血汗的书信。
So some elder brothers shared that Paul's epistles are epistles of blood and sweat.
保罗在这书信结尾有一个很简短但很恳切的请求。
Paul at the end of this epistle has a very concise yet very earnest request.
请弟兄们为我们祷告。
Brethren, pray for us.
因为保罗需要弟兄姊妹们实在的祷告。
Because Paul truly needs prayers by brothers and sisters.
在哥林多后书的一开始
，In at the beginning of 2 Corinthians,
保罗就和弟兄姊妹们说：“你们以祈祷帮助我们。”
Paul says to brothers and sisters that you are also helping together in prayer for us.
当保罗遭遇力不能胜、连活命都指望都绝了的苦难的时候。
When Paul was suffering in a condition that is beyond measure, above strength, and even despaired,
保罗说我经历两个帮助。
Paul said that I experienced two helps.
一个从神来的
，one from God.
一个从弟兄姊妹们的祷告来的
，and one from the prayers of brothers and sisters.
我有感觉保罗说这些话绝对不是说一些客套话。
I believe that I can sense that Paul was not speaking these out of courtesy.
保罗绝对不是很客套的说谢谢弟兄姊妹们为我祷告。
Paul is not just saying this out of routine, saying, please pray for me.
因为我们知道有人说保罗写的信又厉害又沉重。
because others have said that Paul's writing is very severe and strong.
这些弟兄姊妹为保罗祷告也不是出于客套。
And these brothers and sisters praying for Paul is also not out of formality.
不是出于礼貌。
It is not out of politeness.
不是出于人情。
It is not out of favors.
不是出于习惯。
It is not out of habit.
不是出于形式。
It is not out of, formality.
甚至也不是出于应该 as supposed to.
And it's not just because they feel they're supposed to do it.
我记得有一位年长弟兄他曾经讲过一个事情。
I remember an elder brother once said this.
他有一次打电话关心你，关心弟兄姊妹。
Once he was calling someone to care for brothers and sisters.
然后那位弟兄就大概意思就是哦，现在真的好了一些。
And the brother says it is better, a bit better now.
然后可能因着习惯，那弟兄就最后就说了一句话，他说哦，谢谢你为我祷告。
And perhaps out of habit, the brother says, "Thank you for praying for me."
然后年长弟兄就说，弟兄对不起，我没有为你祷告。
Then the elder brother told the brother, "Sorry, I did not pray for you."
当祷告是因着应该。
When prayer is out of an obligation,
而不是出于负担和感动，
and not out of burden and being moved,
就变成了其实我也没那么大负担祷告。
Then it becomes I don't really have that burden to pray.
但是我不祷告。
But if I don't pray,
我不参加祷告。
If I do not attend that prayer,
或者别人的祷告负担这么大，我的祷告够不上。
Or if other people's prayer is so much with burden and I cannot reach it,
我的良心就过不去。
Then my conscience does not let me go.
圣经从来没有教导你用你需要为别人祷告来抚平你的良心。
The Bible never teaches us that we need to pray for others in order to appease our conscience.
保罗说你们是用祷告帮助我们。
Paul says you're helping me with your prayer.
因为保罗所经历祈祷的帮助是实实在在的。
Because Paul's experience of being helped by the prayer is very substantive.
因为一个需要帮助的人，他到底有没有得到帮助，他是知道的。
Because for someone who actually is in need of help, he knows whether he is helped or not.
有时候带诗歌或交通很紧张。
Sometimes maybe to share or to lead a Bible singing is very nervous.
紧张的说话都喘不上气。
So nervous that I cannot even breathe properly.
但是一下子就没事。
But then in a moment, then it's okay.
就知道台下有人在祷告。
And you know that someone is praying for you.
保罗经历这个祈祷的帮助有个特点。
Paul experienced this prayer, being helped by this prayer. There's a characteristic.
他说这个祷告。可能连祷告那些弟兄姊妹都不晓得这个祷告帮助了保罗。
Paul thinks even this prayer for those people who are praying, they perhaps don't know that this has helped Paul.
他们都不晓得这个祷告怎么具体的帮助了保罗。
They do not know how the prayers concretely helped Paul.
所以保罗在开头的时候他说我不愿你们不知道。
That's why Paul at the beginning says, I don't want you to be ignorant.
在我受压过重力不能伸的时候你们以祈祷帮助我们。
When I was burdened beyond measure above strength, that you helped me with your prayer.
是保罗写信交通出来弟兄姊妹才知道原来我的祷告帮助了保罗。
It is because Paul wrote this letter that brothers and sisters know, oh, in fact, my prayer helped Paul.
但是这个不晓得不影响弟兄姊妹为保罗祷告。
But not knowing whether it helped Paul did not affect whether the brothers and sisters were praying for Paul.
也不影响神用这个祷告帮助了保罗。
And it did not affect whether God would be able to use that prayer to help Paul.
因为所要的就是实在的，实在的祷告，实在的帮助。
Because what they want is the reality of the prayer, and that prayer actually is helpful.
只有实在的东西才能给人盼望，才有生命力。
Only that thing that which is real would give people hope and also
have the power of life.
Power of life.
所以当保罗在腓立比书在腓立比书这么写。
So when Paul wrote in Philippians.
我知道这是借着你们的祈祷和耶稣之灵的帮助，终必叫我得救。
I know that this will turn out for my deliverance, through your prayer and the supply of the Spirit of Jesus Christ.
这里保罗仍然提到两个帮助。
Paul here is still speaking of two things.
一个从神来的。
One is from God.
一个从弟兄姊妹的祷告来的。
And one is from the prayers of brothers and sisters.
保罗说的时候充满了盼望和力量。
When Paul speaks, it's full of hope and strength.
因为他经历从这个祷告来的帮助是实实在在的受功效的。
Because he truly experienced this strength from the prayer.
所以保罗说我里面有一个知道。
So he says that I know from within.
所以形式不要紧。
So the formality is unimportant.
晓不晓得，晓得多清楚，多具体不要紧。
Whether you know or not, how concretely you know, they're not important.
最重要是个祷告是实在的，这个帮助是实在的。
The important two things are that the prayer is real and also the help is real.
保罗是向非常幼嫩的帖撒罗尼迦聚会请求为他祷告。
Paul is asking the gathering in Thessalonica, it's a very young gathering to pray for.
是在充满肉体、充满问题的哥林多教会中，经历弟兄姊妹的祈祷，成为他的帮助。
And it is in the church in Corinth that is full of flesh and issues that he actually experienced that help.
所以不在乎我信主的年日。
Therefore, this does not matter how long we have.
也不在乎我自己看自己多少问题。
Or that how many issues I see of myself.
绝对不是说我看自己是个小肢体，我不会祷告。
Do not think I look at myself. I'm a small member, so I cannot pray.
或者我是个大肢体，我能够负责包揽一切的祷告。
Or that I'm a great member, so I can be the one who prays for everything, and that's enough.
重要的是保罗在这里写，他需要弟兄姊妹们实实在在的祷告。
The important thing is Paul here is saying that he truly needs their prayer.
并且经历从这个祷告来实在的帮助。
And he experienced the help that comes from these prayers.
这个是我一点交通。
This concludes my sermon.
我们一同祷告。
Let's have a word of prayer.
主耶稣，我们谢谢你保守今天的交通聚会。
Lord Jesus, we thank you that you protect today's sharing meeting.
主啊，愿我们听见这些话，我们都带到你面前。
As we hear these words, may we bring them before your presence.
帮助我们这个人回归单纯。
Help us return to simplicity.
你从婴孩和吃奶的口中建立能力。
That your strength will be established amongst the mouths of babes.
所以说，帮助我们的心回归单纯，帮助我们做一个向着你倾心的人。
So help us become simple and be of pure of heart.
祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray this in Jesus Christ's name.
Amen. 我们今天聚会停在这里。
We'll conclude our gathering here today.